We're up to fly Zion Amud Aleph. We're up to the Gemara. The Gemara, the next few daf on Agadata. A lot of Agadata. A lot of famous Agadata. So let's see what the Gemara says. Daf Lam Zion Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, how do we know the halacha? How do you know the halacha that the Sanhedrin, they have to sit? They sit in a shura. Right? The Sanhedrin sets, Kachatzi Garin Agula, like a half of a Garin Agula. A half of a threshing floor. Menorah immediately Omer of Acha Bar Chanina.
Where are you?
Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Lamed Zayin and Aleph. At least exactly what we got up to yesterday.
Yeah. You were in the middle of the Mishnah.
We finished the Mishnah.
Okay.
We finished the whole Mishnah. It's exactly what we got up to yesterday.
Where's the Gemara?
The Gemara of Lamed Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara on the top. Top. One, two. The other. Menorah immediately having a halacha. The Sanhedrin has to sit in a chatzi garden and goodly sitting in a semicircle. Not like here us today. We're sitting in a square here. In a semicircle, your navel is like a gan, a bowl, hasahar, that looks like the moon. Al yechsar hamozik, and may it not be diluted. The Gemara darshins each word of this pasuk, shorereich, your navel. This is a code word for zo Sanhedrin. Lama nikra shmo shorereich. Why is the Sanhedrin called afterward a navel, the navel of a baby? To teach you, shehi yosheves betibur shalolim, because it sits in the navel of the world. The navel is the center of the body. Yerushalayim is the center of the world. That the lishkas hagozes, they sit yoshev and din in the center of the world. That's what they call. They're called shorereich. It's the center. Agan, they're a ball. Why is it called a ball? What's agan? Agan, the lashon of mogen, a shield. That's a very important gemara. She megina al kol ha'olam kula. I believe the gemara. The Torah is Megan. If Torah is Megan, Alachas Kama Vakama, the Sanhedrin, they're Megan even more. Alachas Kama Vakama, the Sanhedrin Hagod, the Lishkas Hagod is Megan, provides protection for the entire world. Dal Amishal Alacha. But it's saying, now you said, Agan means it's Megan. You think it's the Beis Hamidosh, she's very going, you think, well, what is this called the Beis Hamidosh? The Korbanos are Machaper. The Korbanos are Machaper. But they're not Megan. The defense system, the shield, the iron dome, is the Sanhedrin. It's not the Karbonis. Okay, Torah is the Karbonis. Is the Morgan. Agan Hashem, and that's the Kuzin Shmon Esrei. Avraham is Yerach Baruchat Hashem Morgan Avraham. Because the Hagan is the protection, and the protection is going to be the Sanhedrin. Vayta, she Megina al Kolam Kula.
What does Avraham have to do with Sanhedrin?
Yeah, you have Avraham and Yaakov. And how are you Messiahing Baruchat Hashem? Morgan Avraham. So besides Avraham, besides whatever his meat is, but why do we have the concept of protection? Hashem, why the nusach of Morgan? Because the ikur is protection. Ikur is not so much being positive. The famous the Chazanish says that the very point you said that a parent when he's himself or his child, he says you shouldn't focus to be mispal. He should be a goin, a tzaddik, rashiva. You should be mispala for your children, that Hashem should remove from them the distractions. Hashem should serve as a megan, a shield, to guard them from the distractions in life which take them away from what they would naturally become. If a person will be allowed to develop naturally, memela, he would reach his full potential to become a tzaddik or goyin or shiva, whatever he's supposed to be. Why do people go off? It's because they are distracted. The ikur tefillah, chaznish.
Yeah.
The ikur tefillah for the children is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should guard
tefillah,
you.
That's
tefillah, right? Yeah. That's the notion. They say this tefillah every when light candles.
Yeah.
When light candles. So what's the tefillah? The tefillah Hakadosh Baruch Hu should protect you, to guard you from distractions. So you see, the concept of Hagana is the ikur. When you misaim the first bracha, you misaim with the word Mogain Avraham. He's the shield. Hashem made Avraham into a greater person with a koyah zaracha. The ikur is the Hagana.
To do with the Sanhedrin.
The Sanhedrin is the Megina al kol oilam kul. It protects. It's the Mogain.
Yeah.
What do you mean it doesn't have to do with it? What are you talking about?
Where does Avraham and the Sanhedrin have to? How did you connect it?
We say Morgan Avraham. Avraham is the Megan.
Okay.
In his chus. And the Sanhedrin?
Also Megan.
Is the Megan. So there's a connection. Okay. There's a connection between Avraham and the Sanhedrin. What is the connection between the two? What is
both
the connection
Morgans.
Between the two? They're both Morgans. What's the deeper meaning? Why is Avraham a Morgan and the Sanhedrin called a Morgan? I don't know.
Okay.
You got me.
That was the question.
Hasar. Hasar is the moon. Shidemel Hasar. Because the Sanhedrin is in a semicircle. a lot like the moon. The moon is in a semicircle. That's why the Sanhedrin is called a moon. Yachsa hamozek. They may not be diluted. What does it mean? They may not be diluted. Sheim chutz rachachem hem lotzeis. Roin im yesh eshem shlosha kneged Sanhedrin ketan v'yotze. If you want to go on vacation, you have 71 dayanim, and it's now Elul, and they want to go on vacation. Can they go on vacation? They can only go on vacation if they will leave over in the court at least 23 dayanim. They always have to have a minimum in the Sanhedrin Hagadol 23 dayanim kneged the 23 dayanim of the Sanhedrin Ketana.
That should be an odd number also.
Okay, odd, that's another issue, my friend. But it has to be kneged the 23 of the Sanhedrin Ketana. And if you don't, if they leave and you don't have 23 dayanim, then you got a problem. They may not leave. And that's why it means the mozek, the dilution, may not be too diluted. Next, bitnich arim aschidim, your belly is like a pile of wheat. What's the significance of the Joshua? My arim ma mo arim aschidim hakol nene mimena. Just like a pile of wheat, everyone has pleasure. Wheat, when there's a lot of parnos, everyone is in a good mood. Af Sanhedrin hakol nene mitamehen. The Sanhedrin is like a pile of wheat. Everyone has benefit from the reasons, from the lomdis, from the chokhma that comes forth from the Sanhedrin. Next, suga bashoshanim. They're like a fence of roses. You can have a fence, a wall made out of stone, a wall made out of bricks, a wall made out of wood, and you can have a wall made out of flowers. Shoshanim. So it says that a wall made out of flowers is a joke. Because I can just knock down the flowers, I can just go right through the wall. Yeah, the Gemara says, "Shafilu kisuga shol shoshanim lo yifritzu bohen p'ratzos." If the Bezin says it's aser, you're not allowed to do something, and the safeguard that they erect is very minimal. They don't go and put up very significant forms of protection. It's very, very easy for a person to get away with it. You can violate what they tell you to do, and you can get away with it. Yet the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael have such emunah in the Sanhedrin, even if there are no safeguards, or the safeguards are so minimal, they're going to fulfill the will of the Sanhedrin. They're not going to knock down the barriers. And Rambam gives an example. What's the example? This is a nida. A man's wife is a nida. So what's stopping him from being nichshol in an avera? There's absolutely no protection. Doesn't matter. If the bezin halacha says it's aser, it's aser. You don't even need the protection. Fahainu diyamar leyahu mina and apikoris seller of kahana, omrisu nida shrei liyahu de bahade gavra. You, the rabbana, are of the opinion that a husband is allowed to have yichud with his wife when she is a nida. How could that be? Efshar is a possible ish bino eres veina mehav heves. Can it be that if you put fire to flax, it does not burn?
Ignite?
Impossible. So if a man is with his wife who is in nida, what's going to stop him, the Yetzihara, from, what's going to prevent him from overcoming his Yetzihara? There is no protection. If you tell me, you have to live in different houses, different, all different gedarim, okay. But now when they're in the same home, what's going to prevent him? So Amalei, so he told him this answer. He told him, if Khan said, the Torah says, the Torah testified, Aleinu suga ba shoshanim, that we have a fence of roses. Shafilu kisuga ba shoshanim, even if the fence of roses, lo yifritzu ben peratzos, that we're trusted not to to breach the barrier. Next, Reish Lakish Amar Mecha, another Makar, Kifelach harimoin rakosech, your forehead is like a slice of a pomegranate. Afilu reikonim shaboch melem mitzvahs klimon. So what's the raya? It's the same idea. I don't really know what the raya is. What's coming? What's it say over here in Rashi? Rashi, there is no Rashi on this. Okay, but he's saying over that even the empty ones, the reikonim means people that are empty, they still listen to the Torah and they do the mitzvahs of the Torah. So even though they rake, they're still going to kind of the mitzvahs and it's like a suga ba shoshanim.
That's what we do. Riman or shoshanim.
Riman is a simon toif. Okay, right. Rabbi Zera Omar mehochav another pasuk vayarach es reach begodav, that Yitzchak he smelled the reach of his clothing more than the Joshua. Al turki begodav ela begodav, he smelled the fragrance of those who sin, the begodav, those who rebel against Hashem. Even they have reach. Even they have good fragrance, and they are everyone has a schus. New Gemara. Hanu biryone. Biryone means these were people who were wicked. They were people, wicked people. They were rough people. People who were, who were thugs. The havu b'shi vavuse. The reason that they lived in his neighborhood. The have mekarv luhu ki hechi dina hedru luhu bis yufta. He would invite them for a Shabbos tish. He would invite all of the mafia to come Shabbos during the week out there killing, murdering, and stealing. Shabbos, come to me for Shabbos. Come to me for Shabbos and my Shabbos table. So the rabbanim were not happy that sitting around his table were these people who were big, big balei averos. What are you going and doing? He did this in order to be makarv, and maybe they will do teshuva. This was the derech of Rabbi Zera. He was an outgoing personality to invite the wicked people that should come and fabring. New, maybe they'll do teshuva. They'll hear of teshuva. Vahavi kofter rabbanim, and rabbanim were very upset. They did not appreciate this approach. You see this today. The different mahalchim and yadus. Should you do outreach and put yourself in sakana, or should you go and just, you know, you do your thing, let them do their thing, and mind your own business? So this machlekes goes back to time memorial. Kinoch nafshei, the reason when he was nifter. Omri, so these people, they showed up to the levaya, and they said, Aru, even until now, have charicha katin shakei. There was a man by the name of Bezerah. This was his code name among the these people who called the Charika, means they were burnt, his legs were burnt. Katin, he was very short. Shakei, his legs were short and they were burnt. Why were they burnt? Rashi says the Maisa, because every once in a while he would test himself with Zera to see if he really is a tzaddik. He would go into the oven. He would turn on the oven. Don't try this at home. Aye. Go into the oven, and they would turn on the oven and go and sit down in the oven and see if it gets hot. So if it gets hot, it means he did an Avera. If he's cool, it's 100 degrees, there's 1,000 degrees in the oven, everything's fine and good, self-cleaning oven, nothing's happened to me, it must be, Baruch Hashem, I've not done any Avera. So he did this every so often, and it went well. It went pretty good. One day, it didn't go so well. One day, Vahi Hayoim, and that's why his feet were burnt. So they called him the short guy whose legs were burnt. So that was his code name, the Havah Boy Alon Rachmer. So this meant he would be mispalo for us, that we should succeed. But now, Hashda Man Boy Alon Rachmer, who now will daven for us, now that he has died, so now we're all alone. What do? Harhure Bilibayu Va'avdu Teshuva. They were Mahar in their hearts, they were inspired by his death, and they did Teshuva. So, and therefore, he made an investment in his people, and by making an investment in his people, when he died, they were Chayzer B'Shuva. So this was the Maisa describing over here that even the Reikonim, the Gemara is giving an example, even people who are Reikonim were empty people. You never know what can come from a person who, in your perspective, is a rake, an empty person. Maybe one day they will blossom, they will develop into big Talmid Chacham, into big Tzadikim. You never know. That's what I once saw Rabbi Mansur say from the Menfili. Says that's what it means. V'chol yoyim ba'at ha'kodesh v'shim chodesh u'kidoshim v'chol yoyim b'halalu chasala. Who are the Kedoshim? You don't know who the Kedoshim are. Person on the street who you think is Mamash and Oizfarf is a good for nothing. You don't know the godless of the Kedusha in that person. The famous Masjid Chassid Shereba, where they told him, maybe it was the Bashat, what's his name? The Baal Shem Tov. They told him that there's a person in the world there that has a bigger chiyuv in Elohim than you. So he was very shaken up. Can it be? More than me? Can it really be? Who is this person? They told him the information.
The baker.
So he told the Hasidim. He told the Hasidim, go find him. So the Hasidim went, they found him. So they told him, we found him, but it doesn't appear to anything special. He goes out and meets him. He sees the guy's a big grocer, shlub. He's way overweight. And he doesn't appear to be anything special. Famous story, the story. Yeah. So you know the story?
Yes, he asked him.
Listen, well, my high, what's the schos? So he says, well, my father, he died al Kiddush Hashem. My father, he was a very thin person. He was mamish, underweight. He was emaciated. And they killed him. He was very poor. He would eat. And they killed him. They took him out. They burnt him at the stake. They killed him. And when I saw my father die, I was very stupid. Like, he was so quick. Because he was so thin. He was so frail. It took 2 minutes. He was dead. I said, when they take me out to kill me, I'm not going to burn so fast. I'm going to be mizaris my whole life to eat as much as I possibly can, to be as overweight as I am. So therefore, when the divine day comes and they take me off Kiddush Hashem, it should take a long time. It's a long time.
So that he was there.
So that ma'isa is a Chassidish ma'isa, obviously. And that ma'isa, you can darshan for hours and hours. Mitzvah Shabbos, what is the significance of that ma'isa? But the point over here is, you never know. You never know who is who. And that's what's over the small man who burnt himself in the oven, he was misspelled, he saw the good in that. Next sugya. My tongue is killing me. It's not going away. This pain. I've just cut my tongue. It's just eating me up. Shalosh
put
suas.
Some of that, what is that stuff called? Blue stuff.
Blue stuff.
What blue stuff?
What's it called?
Whatever it is. Shalosh suas, three rows. Three rows. No, don't rest. Don't rest. No. Later.
Ambassal?
It's not Kedai now.
Keep going.
I allow that you listen. I like when you listen. You're very smart. You mamshi shoyef, you mamshi absorb everything I say. Shalosh, there are three rows. Three rows. And what we learn with some musical chairs. When one dayan gets a promotion, what happens? Everyone in this Sanhedrin moves up. It's not, oh, they take one guy from the outside. When this guy in the session, this new replacement, they listen in the first row. The guy in the middle of the first row, he moves up. And then everyone in the row, they move over. And then the guy from the second row, they take the guy in the middle, they put him in the front. And then the third row.
They move.
So everyone, when they make a new appointee,
moves.
Everyone has to move. It's musical chairs time.
It is passing the Torah. Novenod.
Novenod, yeah.
It's the same word over here.
We have in the Gemara soon. The Gemara is actually going to mention that passing in a few moments. So Gemara is in my side. I'm Rabbi Shmami Noki Noidi, Kulu Noidi. When they move, everyone moves. Falei Moluhu. Let the guy in the second row say, I don't want to go nowhere. Until now, I'm sitting in the middle of the second row. I'm in the center. Now when I go to the front row, I'm going to sit in the corner at the very, very end. I would rather be a roish to the fox than a tail to the lion. Falei muluhu aru idna hava yosev na beresha. Hashta now mosvisu. You're putting me bidanve. You're putting me in as a tail in the front row. So the Gemara says, in a chanami, better be a tail for a lion, for an aryeh, then be a roish for a fox. Amar baya in a chanami dem lehachvi heve be zonav la aroyos. Better va'altihi roish la shu'olim. Better be in the front row and sit at the corner than be in the back row and sit in the middle. Okay, does this work? Rule work all the time? Definitely not in the world of chinuch. Right, you have a child who's borderline. Should he be in Aleph, Kita Aleph, or Kita Beis? Which one should he be in? The better class or the shvach class? He'll be in the shvach class. He'll be mamish on the top. He'll be in the top class. The masmid class. He'll be in the bottom of the barrel. So where should you put him? So the Gemara says, put him in the top class. Let him be in the bottom of the barrel. Better than he should be in the second class, and put him. He should be somewhere in the middle. Be in the top. So right. So the Gemara says, does this work in the world of chinuch? Absolutely not. A lot of mechanichim will say, pumfa keretz, let the boy shine. Better he should be sitting, keep the base and be in the top than be. So therefore, you see the Gemara. You have to take the Gemara with grain of salt. You have to know how to apply what the Gemara means exactly. Every situation is different. This is a very complex concept. It's a psychological concept. This is Mamshi got a PhD on this concept. What this Gemara really means, what this means, the dissertation. Therefore, it's not so partial what this means. Weiter. Don't get worried about that. Ketzad ma'ayim say how do we learn Mishnah? You have to terrify the witness. You have to impress upon them the seriousness of this matter. Okay, the word ma'ayimin, the word ma'ayimin is, there's no really good word to translate the word ma'ayimin. It means literally to terrify. That's not what it means here. It means to impress upon them the severity of what is taking place. What do we say to them? When it comes to witness who come to testify for death, they bring them into the court, we terrify them. We say, maybe you didn't really see what happened. Maybe you really just, you heard about it. It's hearsay. You heard about it. It's evaluation. Or you did not see it happen. You heard about it. And you feel confident. You know enough details to come testify. For example, EADP8. You heard from a person who saw it firsthand. Or UMIP Adam Neman. Someone who you have faith in, he told you what happened. Maybe you did not realize that we're going to shake you up. You think you're just going to testify and it's all done with it. You're going to sit here for an interrogation the whole day. And we're going to ask you so many questions, you're going to lose your mind.
So therefore, right away,
they get scared. They right away, so they're obviously more saying something very deep. The Mavi is saying that we want to, in the very beginning, impress upon them. We don't want to wear them out, and then when they wear them out, then we want from the very, very beginning they should know, demoralize them from the very beginning. From the start, they have to know where they're holding.
But then they say, I'm out of here.
Good. If they say, the good goes on to hate. And we're very happy because we don't want fakers. If they're out of here, they say, we're out of here.
Well, we want justice also.
So, the Gemara is going to talk about it has to be balance. So the Gemara says, if justice, if they really were, if they really are sincere, don't worry, they'll come forward no matter what. But it's a good way to weed out the fakers. Next, heavy yodim yishno shaloi kedinim mimonos. We tell masalos dinim mimonos and dinim fashas. Should dinim mimonos, a person lies, he's a liar. Later he says, I confess, I lied. Is a very simple solution. Adam knows in mammon mischapi, give a couple of bucks and mischapi loni, and you get kapara, give back the money. You made a mistake, you lied, so just pay up for your mistake. But dini nefasha is damai the blood of the victim, v'dam zar. He said all of the potential generations that could have been born from this victim, tuluyim bo, will be hung on your head at seif ka'olam to the end of the world. Shekein motzinu bekayin shariges achiv. He killed his brother Hevel. Shenemar. Call the May Achicha Tzaikin, the voice of the May, the blood, the plural of your brother is crying to me. Can you imagine if Hevel had been alive? The world would be at least double what it is today. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
So Cain is responsible for at least the death of half the world. Huh. And maybe even more because it grows exponentially. It doesn't grow linearly.
Well, yes and no, because you had only Noach has three sons.
Okay, but still, okay, I know I came to an end at that point. Right, it's a good point, but the idea is you never know what can come from a person. So it does not say dam b'loshen yochid. Dam, it says elo demei b'loshen rabim damoi, his blood v'dam azar or yourself, all of the kindlach, and you're responsible for every single one. Davracher demei achicha, another draw. In other words, there's a whole long list we're going to attention. All long list. Exactly. Davracher, you know, it's 70 years now. And the population now is approaching what it used to be at the time of before the Holocaust. Before the Holocaust, the population of the Jewish people in the world was approximately 15 million people. It's been now over 70 years since the Holocaust. How many Jews are there in the world today? 15 million people. It took 70 years to replenish the number of people that Hitler killed. Okay, 70 years he wiped out of world history. Davar acher. Dimei achicha, shahay damai, his blood was mushlach al ha'itzim, another pshat. What does it mean, dimei b'loshen rabim? The blood was all over the place, which means it was a very violent murder. It wasn't just a simple murder, shahay damai, mushlach al ha'itzim, ve'al avanim, on wood and stone. What do you mean? Lefichach, in other words, he stabbed him in the place, he didn't know, like the words we're going to say in a few moments, he did not know where the neshama lead departs. He did not know how to kill a person in a clean way. So he kept on stabbing him until he died. In the meantime, the blood spilled all over the place. The word now goes on, the mission goes on, the digression. The person was created as an individual. Why? Anyone that kills a person, you kill one person, you destroy an entire world. Okay, and killing this abizrayu, the shvichas tamim, if you humiliate a person, you put him down. You put him down, you mevaze him, you make him feel like a piece of garbage. This is mishvicha stamim, and it's not one person, you're killing an entire world. Chol makayim, nefesh achas mishol, if you're a makayim person, mal le'elav akosav kilu kim ol mole, if you're a makayim person, as if you went and you created a whole world, you had us in the Holocaust, right? So they gave Schindler, they gave him a ring. On the ring it said, this pasuk, this chazal.
Really?
Okay, Schindler, when he saved it at the end of the war, that's what they made for him. They made for him a little ring. Of these words, called makayim nefesh achas mi kiilu malakos kiilu kim olamale. Vaita, amibnei shalom habribrios. Okay, so it's next. It says over here, amibnei shalom habribrios. Another reason why did Hashem make man one? Why didn't Hashem make more than one man? Because Hashem wants there to be peace in this world. Shlo yoyimar adam chavera avo gadol meyavicha. My father is greater than you. If there is more than, if Hashem made the world where there are more than one, if Hashem made the world when there's more than one person, right?
Well, eventually this manifested itself.
Okay, anywhere. Okay, but people would say, okay, there are two creatures. If my v'shlo yehu aminim oimim harbe rishuyas v'shem another, and people also know this. Another reason why Hashem made person yachid is good person. I'd say that there are many rishuyas. Look, this God made you, your zayda, and this God made my zayda. So it's an opening for Apikurs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He tried in the beginning of the world to make the world such a way where it is to minimize the potential for Apikurses. Next, Ulahagid Gidulasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shadam Tovea Akama Matbeos Matbeos Bechosim Echad Kulim Doim Zelazel. When you make a coin, when you make a coin, there's only one mold. There's only one mold. And one mold produces many coins. And every single coin comes out exactly the same. A cookie cutter. Exactly the same. Umelech Malchi Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tova Kol Odom B'Choy Samay Shal Odom Rishon. Hashem made one mold, one mold. But yet, ein echad mehen doimel lechaveri. There are no two people in this world that look alike, that think alike. Can you imagine from the beginning of history how many billions of people exist in this world? Right now, there are approximately 6, 7, 8 billion people in this world. Count how many people exist from the time of Maaseh Bereishis. How many people? Trillions of people.
You have identical twins.
What? They're not the same. No way. Even identical twins do not think alike. They do not look alike. What?
Yeah, think alike.
They do not look alike. They have different features. The other thing is identical mamish. They're identical, pretty much. Well, we call identical, but there are definitely things that are not the same. And therefore, it's a part of the Nefles HaBarei that in the history of the world, six of the world of trillions of people, could you imagine there never was such thing? There are two that were exactly alike. Everyone has a unique nature. Therefore, what else do we learn from this? Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Can you imagine? Bishvili, that since I'm unique, since I am unique, and Hashem made us all unique, that means I have a purpose in this world. I have a purpose in this world. Gamani. Sometimes it's impossible to know what your purpose is. But every person has a purpose. You have a purpose. You're just here. You're here to whatever. Fight him. Vishema, Taimu, maybe you'll say. Now the witnesses, they're going to say, this is Gvaldi Nusach. Malon of the Tzarazois.
Get me out of here.
Say this every day. Wake up in the morning. Or is this the first thing you say? This is the old version. I have my Siddur. This is what it says. The first thing you wake up in the morning, you say, Malon of the Tzarazois. What am I here for? What do I need this for? Malon. That's my Amod. So this is what the witnesses say. We have to come testify. There's a murderer running around the streets. We come to court, and the court tells us, you know you're going to go to Gehenna. You know, you're going to be responsible for the death of this guy and his children, grandchildren. So the witnesses say, yeah, you're right. So what are we coming? What do we need this for? Let someone else do
like
the dirty work.
Jury duty.
So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to say because v'halei kvar nemar, but who ate or ra'ah or yodaf, you're a witness, and you know something, im lo yagid. If you do not come forward and testify, v'nasa avayno, you will bear your sin. The Ribbono shel Olam will hold you accountable. If you know testimony that a person is a ratzeach, he's a dangerous person out there, he needs to be eliminated, you have to come forward and testify in order to eliminate the evildoer from the world. It's required of you. And if you do not do so, you're going to suffer the consequences.
B'shema toimu ma'lanu lochu b'dome shal zeh.
Maybe you'll say, why should we lochu? Why should we have to suffer? Look, Rashi over here. Look, Rashi explains it because we're going in circles. Rashi says, liyos mechayvim midamav shal zeh noyach lanu lamoid b'im lo yaget.
Einachanami.
So it's better that we should suffer. B'nasa avaynoi will be better than putting to death another person. You put to death another person, maybe there's an element that's not right. Maybe you know there's a technicality where you should not die. And we're now wiping off the face of the earth all of his dayrus, all of his children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. So better we should suffer a small avera, a small punishment, than suffer the greater punishment of dayrus. So the Gemara says no, the balance is ba'avoid rishaim rina. When the wicked are destroyed, there is joy. And this Mishnah is so deep. Obviously, I don't know, we're just saying words over here. There's the balance. Obviously, the Mishnah is presenting a very, very complex, so complex like this. Going through the moral here is going through the thought process of a person's mind. It's amazing. Guy comes to bed and he's all happy and jolly. Oh, it's my big day in the sun. The media's out there. The cameras are clicking. I'm going to be on television. I'm going to be the star witness. I'm the star witness. I'm going to testify that this guy is a rotzeach. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to go on all the talk show hosts, on the radio programs. It's going to be mamish. For me, it's going to be a multi-million dollar enterprise by testifying. So what does Bezdin do? They terrify him. Ma'ayimin osa. He gets so scared, he wants to run away. And they tell him, no, you can't run away because if you happen to know something, you have to testify. You don't testify, then it's in lo yagid v'nasa avayna. But mitzad sheni, maybe he's not chayav misa. Mitzad acher, b'ibud v'sham rina. Okay, there's a lot going on here. The Gemara is presenting the thought process that goes on in the person's mind. Back and forth, and the mind is so complex. And each word that comes over here, Mishnah, obviously opens up new dimensions of psychology. Get a PhD just on this Mishnah, guarantee you. Look at the Mepharshim, look at what's going on in Mishnah. You can write a whole PhD dissertation, and you can get a PhD. Baita. Tanabon, Ketzad contrasts what the Mishnah says compared to the secular world and their system of justice and this amazing things. Tanabon, Ketzad Mo'imed, it says in the Mishnah, they say to him, maybe you didn't really see what happened. Maybe what you saw was, you made an assessment. You're coming into court to testify, Reuben killed Shimon. You never saw Reuben kill Shimon. It's based on circumstantial evidence. That's the question. O.J. Simpson, okay? Ketzad Mo'imed. There was no smoking gun. There was no smoking gun. It was circumstantial evidence, and that's why he went free. They let him off. But when it came to the Nimamanis, circumstantial evidence is enough. And that's why they put him in jail. That's why the money. So you see, very interesting is that when it comes to that, in that respect, there was a certain similarity between Das Torah and the secular Lahavil Elif Alhavilis of the Agosha government's justice. Ketzad Mu'umud Oimer Elohen Shema Koch Visa. Maybe this is what you saw. You watch Sharotz Achar Chaveroi L'Churba. There was Reuven was chasing after Shimon into a ruined building, into a ruin. And the Ratzdem, and Reuven was holding a knife in his hands. The Ratzdem Acharav, and you ran after Reuven. And when you come into the building, Mutzasem Sayif Biyadoi. And you see in Reuven's hand is a sword. V'damai mitaftef, and the blood is dripping. And they do DNA evidence. It's the blood of Shimon. V'harug mefarper. And the victim is about to die. He's dying. His last shaking, last breaths. Imkach, if that... What? Imkach re'isem. They say to him, Imkach re'isem, if that's what you saw, and now you're coming to testify, guess what? Lo re'isem, come go home. That is not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants to see Mamish. You saw the Maisa Hariga. That's what they say to him. Tanya, you have Brisa. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Amram Shetach. Ere ben Echama. I make a shvua. I should not witness the Geula. I swear what I'm telling you is true. And I bring upon myself a curse that I should not witness the coming of Mashiach if what I'm telling you is a lie. In Meloi Re'isi, I saw such an event. Echad, a person, Sherotz Acha Chavera L'Churban, to a ruin. Veratzi Acharav, I chased after. The Ra'isi, I saw my own eyes, Sayif Biyadoi, I saw the sword in the hand of the murderer. Vidamai Mitaftaif, and the blood was dripping on the sword, Vahorig Mifarfer, and the victim was shaking, he was dying his last, he was breathing his last breath. Viamarti Loi Rosha. Mi Haragulazam. Who killed this guy? Me or you? In today's day and age, Los Afrin accused the Shin Bin Shadach as being the murderer, right? I say that he's one. Who killed him? Oyani Oyat, was me or you? Of course it was you. But what can we do? We'll go to court. Who knows? The good lawyer will find the judge and say, it was me who killed him, right? I didn't kill him. You know that. Avol Moes, what can I do? She'ein damcha mosu biyadi. I can't. Because this is the Torah's halacha, Sha'arei Amra Torah, Alpi, Shnaim Edim, Yomus Hames. You have to have two witnesses to actually witness firsthand the murder, the Maisa Ritzicha. Circumstantial evidence is no good. You can have videotapes, and you can have audio, and you can have foolproof. You can have in a way where there's no way in the world this can be manipulated. The bottom line is, Das Torah requires two living people to witness a person's execution by Misa. However, he went on to say, Hayoidea Machashavos, Machashavos, the Rebbeinu who knows the person's Machashavos, Yipora will ultimately pay back, Neoisor Ish, Shaholag Esharei, Oitzor Ish, Ketz Meram is here, and Oitzor Ish, and Yeshon Oitzri. He will, Shaholag Esharei, he's the one that's going to be, he will one day, he will be responsible, Mason Mediach.
So he's partial, Shnei
Nedim. Yakum Dava. That the person, the Ritzach Hashem, has a way of executing justice in his way. When the Bezin cannot do so, then Hashem steps in and does just. What's the very big nafkamina? It's very important. So what's the nafkamina? When there's going to be Misas Bezin verse, a person is never going to die. And a person is a Ritzach, the Peribim Mishavas. What's the problem? You drown someone, you'll be drowned. The one that drowns you will also be drowned. So what's the nafkamina? The Yisoid is Kapara. It's a Zechus. Have Nisas Bezdin. Because if you have Nisas Bezdin, the Nisas Bezdin itself is a kapara. If a person does not have Nisas Bezdin, he gets off on a technicality, and he goes free, and Hashem has to cause him to die in other natural means, so he died. Eventually he's going to die, the Nisas Bezdin, the Bezdin, but being that it was not done through Nisas Bezdin, he lacks atonement. Atonement. So having Nisas Bezdin is a zuchus. And so that's why, Acha Meir Hashem, in the same kind of Adishas, they take the person, the Chevek Hadisha, and they do on the dead body, they do Mitzvah Spezin. They choke him, they put a piece of metal on his throat, they light a match to his finger, and what's the 12th one? And they reenact a token, they have different nugget, they reenact Chevek Hadisha. They don't do it anymore today. But they reenact. They used to be. They would reenact on a corpse.
Well, the Mitzvah
Bezin. Mitzvah Bezin. Why? It's a kapara. Is it a real Mitzvah Bezin? Of course not. But it's a token of a kapara.
Like people get malchus before Yom Kippur.
Right. Exactly. I heard that Rav Shach. I heard Rav Shach have a tzalah. They should do on him Mitzvah Bezin on his guf, Acha Misa, and they ask a shayla from a bela Yisrael. They said, "Do not do it. Do not do it. We don't do this anymore today." He's an old timer, Rav Shach. Old timers, we don't do this anymore. Even though we gave it tzavah, we instruct you: you may not do to the Gadol Hadar this minhag of Mitzvah Bezin. It's not done in our door. Vayta Shaharag es hanechaveira. The next mission over here says: Amrulah. They said, "Lezaz misham ashabah nachash veikisha meis enachnami." What happened was they did not leave that place until a snake came out of the ground and bit this individual who's a tzech and he died. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does step in, intervenes. Correct the Gemara. Why? V'har v'hai bar nachashu. He's not chayiv nachash. The Mishnah, the Gemara, is in a moment, and the bite of a snake is sreifa, because the poison caused the person's body temperature to rise. He dies from a fever. So it's together sreifa. So in other words, Hashem stepped in and caused this person to die with the misa of sreifa. That's not the right misa. The misa for tzicha is cheref, sword. Decapitation, not strife. The Omar of Yosef v'chein toin dvei chizkei miyom shabbos hamidosh af hapi shabbat la sanhedrei arba misois loy batlu. They still have dalid misois bezin. In fact, what we're talking about loy batlu. It's not batlu. Ha batlu. There's no bezin. If there is no bezin, so misos bezin is batlu. And for the Gemara, Eladin Arba Misas Leibal. Of course, there's going to be Misas Be'er, and there's no Misas. It means that Hashem, in Hashkocha Pratis, in His divine intervention, He caused the person to die in a way that is equivalent to Misas Be'er. For example, the Gemara's Mishnah is Chayiv Skil. The first Chayiv Skil, what happens? Either he falls off a roof, he falls, Hashem arranges that he falls off a roof, or a wild animal devours him, so the animal throws him down to the ground. That's skila. Skila is being thrown down to the ground. Mishan is chayav sreifa. I know from the blade, he falls in the fire. I know hash mikisha, he's bitten by a snake. So a snake, a bite of a snake is sreifa. Mishan is chayav chariga. I nimso lamalchus. Okay, the garment they killed through decapitation, guillotine. I listen barnalav, or a robber comes upon him and kills him by the sword. Mishan chayav chenek, where it's chayav strangulation. Either he drowns in the river. Drowning in the river, you suffocate. Oy mes bis roinche. Bis roinche means askra, means suffocation, a throat disease where the person cannot breathe. So therefore, kasha. The question is, why then the person died from the nachash? The nachash is sreifa, and this person is a retzeh. He's chayiv. He should be given up to the government, or he should be given by a listim. Amr, the answer. Hu chato achaliti havabei. What he thinks is the only avera that he did. Okay? He thinks the only avera he did. Other averas. So he thinks the only thing I did. Plenty of averas. So the melan, and what's mochamor? Sreifa is mochamor then chereg, sayif. So the melan, they gave him, Shemar, they gave him mochamor, they gave him misa. Amar, mar, mishan, chayif, shle, mitzas, bezdin, nidon, mis bezdin, nidon, bachamur. So that's why he got the misa of sreifa. That's mochamor. Next, Ma'imet. Okay, now we're breaking away from Agata for a few moments. And we're going to be into a little halacha. It says in the Mishnah, Ma'imet, Bidin Nefashis, Hudlo, Loyam Dinan, Nochabidin, Mamanis, and Ma'imet, and Ma'imet, Mishnah, Smashma. The only time we tell the person, we ask him, sir, how do you know that Reuven, how do you know that Reuven killed Shimon? Did you actually see it? Or do you have circumstantial evidence? What about Dinin and Ma'imet? The fact that the Mishnah makes no mention of asking him this question with regard to Dinim Manos indicates that Dinim Manos, we do allow him to testify based upon circumstantial evidence. He was really? Is that in Echnami the halacha that we can accept circumstantial evidence with regard to Dinim Manos? Really? Ha, b'dinim Manos, amdinan. Amdinan? Kiman, who says this? So this is a very important Gemara. Krabi Acher. It's Machlaikis Amarayim. Okay, Mordig Machlokes Tanoim is Tanoim. It's Machlokes Tanoim. If Dine Mimoinus, we accept circumstantial evidence. What's the halacha, Tanya? We learn Rabbi Achai Omer, Gomel. So we basically paskin, I think we paskin that we do not accept. Halacha Lamaisa, we do not accept circumstantial evidence. You have to prove it. Even though all the pieces of the puzzle fit, Bezdin, Bizman Hazer, cannot be Mechayev a person unless it is absolute, it's airtight, that he is a Ganaf. If it's not airtight, circumstantial evidence is not sufficient. Only one who says that we do is Rav Acha, which if I'm not mistaken, maybe I am. I'm usually wrong about everything. But Rabbi Acha, the only time I'm right is when I thought I was right. But generally, Rav Acha, generally I think Rav Acha, he says that he's the one that says that we accept circumstantial evidence. What's the Maisa? Gomel. Ha'icher. That means the animal is a mating. A gomel is mating with another animal, and in the process, it's very violent. And in the process, it knocks into another animal and kills another animal. A gomel ha'icher. Ben agmalim. And then they go away. V'nimso gomel ha'icher. There's another gomel that's dead. Obviously, so it must have been that when an animal mates, it becomes very violent, and shoved against another animal in the vicinity and caused it to die. Biyadua, it is absolute. Shazeh haragoy. Now that is called circumstantial evidence. This is not factual. And who says this? Rabbi Achai. So the fact the Mishnah makes this contrast between dini nefashos and dini minos indicates that we follow Rabbi Achai. The Gemara says that's not correct. Ulatamech. It says in the Mishnah we ask him. How do you know? Did you see it or did someone else tell it to you? Aid me, p'aid. Aid me, p'aid. Diktani b'dinim nefashos v'luhu d'loy aminon. Ha'bidinim v'monos aminon. The Mishnah says, we ask him, we interrogate him, do you know yourself or is it aid me, p'aid? Now, let's follow your logic. The fact that the Mishnah did not make the statement by dinim v'monos, aid me, p'aid, indicates, according to your logic, that by dinim v'monos, we do accept aid me, p'aid. Really? Dini Mimonis, you can walk in off the street and know nothing, 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 nothing. Someone told me that Ruvain is a Ganef. Really? That's the halacha? That's absolutely false. That Ratnan, Im Omar Li, the Loive admitted to me, he confided in me that he owes someone money. Shani Chayavlo, or Ish Ploini Omar Li Shu Chayavlo, or the guy in the bus told me that so and so, he owes someone money. It's nonsense. That's called aid me p'aid. It's nothing. The only time you can read is I'm a witness that the loive confessed to the malve. The loive and the malve were together in shul, in the middle of Chazor Sashatz, and they were conversation. And I was listening to the conversation. It's more interesting in the conversation to listen to Chazor Sashatz. And I heard that the loive said to the malve, I owe you $100. Don't worry, I'll pay you back. Tomorrow, before Baruch Hu, I'll pay you back. So in that case, the imam is listening. So the imam, you heard. Then shulchayv lo masayim zos. So Alma, what do we see? Af al gav de psile bedine minus. Even though this halacha is in the explicit mission that apostles bedine minus, the Mishnah here did not need to go through the effort and tell us this halacha. We said it by dine nefashos, but it's self understood that it applies to dine minus. I'm reading a little bit in nefashos. So achinami, so too when it comes to circumstantial evidence. Even though the Mishnah only mentioned this halach when it comes in the Fashas, it applies to the Mimonis as well. Hachinami, Afa Gav, the possibility in the Mimonis. I'm reading the Luhu, but in the Fashas, we only say by the Fashas, even though the halach is certainly possible when it comes to the Mimonis as well. Good? That concludes the only Dvar halach that we're going to learn today. Now we go back to Agada. Okay, what are you doing? Now we go back to Agada. Have you Yoidim? What?
Write something down and forget it.
Have you Yoidim? We tell the person that you realize. Do you realize what you're doing now? Do you realize if you kill this person, do you realize you're going to be like Cain? Cain killed Hevel, and the Dinei Hevel Achichas Tzayik. It doesn't say the dam, the Dinei, the Lashon Radim, all the blood. Okay, all the blood. Okay, this is no good. When two people together at the same time are texting, this is not going to be good. You bring back. That's why I quit my last stuff, you know? I quit my last afyomi. One of the reasons was because the guy that sat next to me, he texted the entire shiur from beginning to end.
He was texting you what you were saying.
Not texting me. And the afyomi I had before that, there was before texting, he had a blueberry. Remember those things, the blueberries? They still have them? A blackberry? Was it blue or black? What is it, blue or black?
I don't know, something.
One of those, blue or the blackberries?
Oh, you were the guy that
Come on, let's finish
it. I threw him out.
Threw him out.
It's like a click. I said, you want to go over there? Don't click in front of me. I'm not embarrassed to make a machov. I'm not embarrassed. I'm happy you did. Malameit she'asa, because one thing leads to the next. Still, we still have the chumam shachorban. I'm happy to be the vechiyah. Malameit she'asa kain behevel achiv chaburus. So it says there's a lot of blood. He went and he stabbed him multiple times. Why? So the Gemara says, "Merdeki said shalohay yodeh mehechan din shama yaitza." He did not know where the neshama. How could it be, Rabbi Sai? The Yitzir Kapa, the Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, the son, did not know where the neshama comes out from. The neshama. This is mamish second generation. So what do you learn from this? It's hest upon him, even Kayan. So what do you want from us? What do you want from us that we don't know where the neshama is? So the shalhoi yodeh mehechan neshama yotze al ad shegil litzva until it came to his neck. The tzavar is the makam of the where the neshama comes. Why the tzavar? So this is a very brief shot. Is because the tzavar represents the chib of the ruchas negashmias. Vayipol al tzavrei binyamin. Vayef. Why the tzavrei? Rashi, he saw the shtei mikdashos are going to be choraf. And he cried. So why is he crying in his neck? Because the neck is called the dugma of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash is the chibur between Olam Hazeh, this world, the world of Gashmi, and the world of Ruchni. Just like the neck is Mechaber, the head, which is called Ruchni, and the guf, which is called Gashmi. It's the chibur. So it says, see, where does the Neshama leave? The Neshama leaves from the Tzavar. Because the Tzavar, thus is the tafkid of the Neshama in this world. The tafkid of the Neshama in this world is to be male, is to be Mechaber, the guf, and guf of Neshama. That's why Bedavka, the Mokam Yitzias Neshama, is in the Mokam of the Tzavar. From the day the earth opened its mouth, was a punishment. The earth has a peh, and when the earth opened up its mouth to swallow the blood, as a punishment, it was never allowed to open its mouth. That's the biggest punishment you can do to a person. That's the worst punishment you can do to a person in this world. Children can't talk. Take a child, put a tape on his mouth. Tell a child, put him in the corner, you're not allowed to talk. Person has a need to express himself. To express himself, that this is the Aleph Beis 101 in psychology. You don't silence a person. That's the galus of America. Freedom of speech. It's Mer de Gezach. Of course, there has to be, you know, there's a balance. You know, you can't get too carried away. But you have to be makir, the godless America, freedom of speech. It's noyed of him because this is the machus of Adam. Adam is vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim nefshchaya l'ruch me'ma'allah. And what Hashem gave the arts, the worst club. We think we have a bad, right? Garnished. The earth suffered. The nachash lost its legs, no food, nothing. You know who had the biggest klala? The klala, the mother of all klalas? The earth.
What was the punishment?
Silenced. Hashem did not allow the earth to open its mouth for the rest of its existence.
What mouth is the earth opening?
What?
What mouth is the earth opening?
Speech.
Or did it have speech?
The earth had a koyach hadibur, whatever that means, it means. Whatever that means, it means. The earth has a koyach, has a shira, fine. But it doesn't come from the peh. It comes out from other parts of its body. The peh, the way it expresses through body language, sign language.
How do you explain the next statement?
Mark explained
the next statement.
Yeah, I want to bring out this point. It's a very powerful point. Is that the earth, we don't appreciate that the klala of the earth was the biggest klala. It was silent.
What should the earth have done? The ground,
it should not have absorbed the blood.
But the teva is
no, the teva was being molded at this point in time. Chazal say everything in the Bria was created bitziv yoinai. There's a famous Mishnah, Chazal. Every Bria, every object of Teva was a bit sivin, which was according to its will. Science was decided based upon the will of the creature. Yes, an axe. What do you want to be like? What midas do you want to have? Whatever you want, you got. Fruit, apples. What do you want to be like, an apple? Whatever you want, you get. Earth, what kind of midas do you want to have? If the earth would have said, I don't want my chemical properties to be such where it absorbs blood. Blood should never mix. Blood, the scientific properties of the earth should be such that earth does not absorb blood. You got it. The earth said, I want it. I want to drink it up. I want, you want, open your mouth, drink blood, if you can be punished, yep. I'm going to silence you. Unbelievable Gemara. So the Gemara here says, Shulah Pascha, Shenemar, it says, Miknafa, from the corners of the earth, Zemiro Shemar, we heard song. Tzvila Tzadik, the desire for the righteous. That's what Tzvila Tzviyonai. Why Tzvila Tzadik? The Gemara explains, Mekenafa Aretz. You know where this music is coming forth? Not the Peh. It's artificial music. The earth sings artificial music. Mekenafa B'loi Mipi Aretz. It's an unbelievable thing. You should be driven out of your chair over here. It's not much matanach. What's going on here in the Gemara? The song is artificial. It's not the peh. It's natural. The corners of the earth are some type of artificial sound waves. Eisvei, Chizkia, Achiv, Chizkia's brother, brother of whose brother? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochia. Okay, he had a brother. Isn't that a nice Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochia, isn't why he's called Achiv? Because since we're talking about the murder of two brothers, it's only appropriate. And the Shach and the Tariyah of the Sugya should be between two brothers.
They were twins of Rabbi
Chiya. They were twins, so you have a Sugya, you always find the going, and people are named after the Memra, because that's the Mahos, two brothers, so he said to him, but it says in the Pasuk by Korach, that Tiftach Arthas Pia, okay, the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up Korach, V'chol Adasai, Amalei, yeah, Lera Pascha, that Hashem allows, to open up your mouth to do an evil act, swallow, that's good.
That was also a special thing that Shemesh.
Okay, but it's still the Pesach. But L'toyvo L'posna, but to have an opportunity to sing Shira, to say, good, that Hashem did not give you an opportunity more. Yom HaBehudah B'Reidu HaMishruchi, Golos Nu Sugya. Golos, Mechaperes of a Mechza. Golos is Mechaper, half a person's sins. May Karatim says, Vahi, so you call the Pesach for your Mam Shem Ravi. You know this boy. You learn this boy. You're fooling. You learn the Gemara before you come over here? You know this Gemara. No V'Nod. How do you know this? No V'Nod. Nov and Nod, two words. Now the more Velosov said, Vayesh be able to note. What happened to Noh? So Nov and Nod, it's the words of the Drash. There are two with Nov and Nod. You're going to be a Nov and Nod. And this is only the only way you only to learn Nod. Why? Because when to Golos, only half of the pasuk was fulfilled. It's Mechaper half. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Golos. He says three things. Shlosh of the Vardim. Demar Koyim Hashem Ayesha Beir. Chorben Beis Hamikdash. If you surrender. Ayesha Beir Hazos Yomus Bachavi. And he says anyone who stays in the city is going to die Bacharef. But of the three things, Cherev, Rav, and Dever. The Hayetze, anyone that leaves the city, Vinafal al Elakastim, surrenders. Anyone that leaves the city and surrenders, that's Sodom Aleichem, the Choya, he'll live. The Hayetze, he'll save his life. So you see that you go into Golos, you go into Bavel, you're going to sit from three, from Cherev, Dever, Rav. Now, Amram Yochanan Amar goes bechaber Allah kol everything bechaber Allah kol shnemar koyim Hashem kisves eso isha ze aridi gever is referring to Tzidkiyahu. He's going to be aridi. Yochanan aridi gever lo yitzlach. He's not going to be successful. Biyom nezeski lo yitzlach mizara not be successful. Seed isha yeshav al kisid David umeshal bihuda. And what happened? Ubas to galak sivitz vnei Yochanan asir. He had a child. He did have a child. He wasn't aridi. Binoy Shaltiel, Yechanya, Asir Bino, Shaltiel Bino. He had two children. He had Asir, and the grandson was Shaltiel. Asir, why is he called Asir? She'ib Rato Imo Beis, why is he called Asir? Because he became pregnant. Yechanya was lowered into a dungeon, and he was with his wife standing up. She'ib Rato Imo Beis, while sitting in the prison. Shaltiel, Shaltoloi Kel, Shlokhanit Loshin, that he was impregnated. He was conceived in an unusual way. Gemiri, we have a tradition. She'enu isha misabedes mu'umer. A woman cannot become pregnant if she conceives in a standing position. And he was a prisoner. He was in a dungeon. He was held up, suspended. And they lowered a woman to him. They had Rachmanis on him and she had a child. And he had marital relations with her in a standing position. And she conceived. That was Shlokei Derech. That's called Shaltiel Sheshosal Kel. Hashem miraculously caused him to give him the kayak that he should be able to make this Isha pregnant in an unusual way. V'hu v'hi nesarba mu'umad. Davar acher, another interpretation, Shaltiel, Shenishal al Allah soikel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shof in the Bez Shalmaila. I made a shvua that Yechon will not have any children. I changed my mind. I want to be matur neder. And the Bezdin Shalmaila was matur the neder of the Ibn Shalom in order to do so. And the Gemara says, Shenishal Allah soikel, what is called Zubavel? Zerubbabel, Shenizra Bebavel. Zerubbabel was the next. Who is Zerubbabel? He was the son of who? I think Tzidkiyahu. They're right. That was Tzidkiyahu's son. Shenizra Bebavel. He's called because he was Nizra, Zera, and Bavel. He was conceived. I think this was Tzidkiyahu's child. He was conceived in Bavel. Masha, what was his real name? Nechemya ben Chakalya Shema. That was really Zerubbabel. It was really another name for Nehemiah. Now, by the way, you all know this, is that the Gra and many Gedalei Yisrael, they brought upon themselves a self-imposed galus. It's a very, very bizarre thing. We have really understand. You heard this all the stories.
Sure.
The Gra went to Golas. Yeah, and the one everything's wonderful. See you later. See you later. He packs up a bag and he goes out and he travels the world. Who's asking him to travel to Golas?
That's where we go to the country.
Self. This was a midah of Gedolei Yisrael in the previous generations to bring upon themselves a self-imposed Golas. Rashi, I think Rashi also did this. Rashi also, he ran around giving out the kontrasim. It's a very funny story with Rashi. Rashi was in a self-imposed galus. Hilarious story. Self-imposed galus. And Rashi, when he went around, he used to put out the kontrasim for the chum perish and Rashi. A shul here, a shul there, and that's how Rashi became famous. What does it say on these? Like, he was the first one to give out these little tzedlach. And Rashi, what? And Rashi, so Rashi walks into shul, Rashi is stark, and his mom is stark, and there's no food, no money, no parnassim, no nothing. And he comes into shul, and he hears two people sitting and learning the kontrasim. They're Rashi put out anonymously. And they go, what does Rashi want? I don't understand what shot in this. What does Rashi want in the kontras? So Rashi is sitting anonymous, sitting with Pesach. Rashi wants a bowl of soup.
Is there someplace I can put this?
You like that story?
Here.
It's a good story.
Rashi
wants a bowl of soup. So what do you think Rashi wants?
No one touches anything.
I might not be here tomorrow and on Thursday.
They're not going to be enough emojis to express my frustration if you're not going to be here.
Just hanging up. It looks like you got an eye on the button. We're building up.